Good to great, why some companies make the leap. And others don't. By Jim Collins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't is a book written by Jim Collins. The book examines why some companies make the leap from being good to great while others do not. It looks at what sets apart those that succeed from those that fail, and provides insights into how businesses can become great. The book begins with an introduction of the concept of good to great, a term coined by Collins to describe companies that have made the transition from merely good performance to truly great performance. He then outlines his research methodology, which involved studying 11 different companies who had achieved this transformation over time. Through interviews and analysis, he identified common characteristics among these successful organizations. Collins found that there were three key elements necessary for success: disciplined people, disciplined thought, and disciplined action. He also discovered several other factors such as having a culture of discipline, setting up strong leadership teams, focusing on core values, creating a hedgehog concept, a simple but powerful idea, building momentum through small wins, and avoiding fads or trends in order to stay focused on long-term goals. In addition, Collins emphasizes the importance of humility in leaders as well as their ability to confront reality without being overwhelmed by it. He also discusses how technology can be used strategically rather than simply following trends blindly. Finally, Good to Great offers practical advice for business owners looking to make their own company great. This includes tips on hiring practices, developing effective strategies for growth and innovation, managing change effectively within an organization, understanding customer needs better than competitors do, and more. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership. Leaders of companies that make the leap from good to great have a unique combination of personal humility and professional will. They are ambitious for the company, not for themselves. Main idea number 2. First who, then what? Companies that make the leap from good to great focus on getting the right people on the bus before they decide where to drive it. Main idea number 3. Confront the brutal facts. Companies that make the leap from good to great are willing to confront the brutal facts of their current reality, no matter how unpleasant. Main idea number 4. Hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept that combines their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 5. Culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that emphasizes consistency and accountability. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 7. The flywheel. Companies that make the leap from good to great use a flywheel approach to build momentum over time, rather than relying on a single, big push. Main idea number 8. The doom loop. Companies that make the leap from good to great avoid the doom loop of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline. Main idea number 9. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain unwavering faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 10. Culture of caring. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of caring that emphasizes respect for people and a commitment to their development. Main idea number 11. The hedgehog effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog effect, which is the ability to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a flywheel effect, which is the ability to build momentum over time by making small, incremental improvements. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that emphasizes consistency and accountability. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept, which is the ability to combine their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 16. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain unwavering faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 17. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. Main idea number 18. The flywheel effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a flywheel effect, which is the ability to build momentum over time by making small, incremental improvements. Main idea number 19. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 20. The doom loop. Companies that make the leap from good to great avoid the doom loop of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the type of leadership that is required for companies to make the leap from good to great. Level 5 leaders are characterized by their combination of personal humility and professional will. They have an unwavering commitment to achieving success for their company, but they do not seek recognition or reward for themselves. Instead, they focus on creating a culture of excellence within their organization and inspiring others with their vision. Level 5 leaders understand that it takes more than just individual effort to achieve greatness. It requires collaboration between all members of the team. They create an environment where everyone can contribute ideas and work together towards common goals without fear of failure or criticism. This allows them to foster innovation while still maintaining high standards for performance. The key characteristic that sets Level 5 leaders apart from other leaders is their ability to balance ambition with humility. They recognize that success comes from collective effort rather than individual achievement, so they strive hard but remain humble when things go well or when mistakes are made. Main idea number 2. The idea of first who, then what, is that companies should focus on getting the right people in place before they decide what direction to take. This means that a company should prioritize finding and hiring talented individuals who are passionate about their work and have the skills necessary to help the organization reach its goals. Once these people are in place, then it becomes easier for the company to determine which strategies will be most effective for achieving success. This concept is based on Jim Collins' research into why some companies make the leap from good to great while others don't. He found that those organizations which focused first on building a strong team of employees were more likely to succeed than those who simply tried different strategies without considering their personnel needs. By taking this approach, companies can ensure they have all the resources needed to achieve greatness. In addition, having an experienced and motivated team allows a business to move quickly when opportunities arise or challenges present themselves. With everyone working together towards common goals, there's less risk of stagnation or misdirection due to lack of knowledge or enthusiasm among staff members. Main idea number 3. Confronting the brutal facts of a company's current reality is essential for any organization that wants to make the leap from good to great. It requires leaders and employees alike to take an honest look at their performance, identify areas where they are falling short, and develop strategies for improvement. This can be difficult because it means facing uncomfortable truths about how well, or poorly, the company is doing in comparison with its competitors. However, without this kind of self-reflection and willingness to confront hard realities, companies will never reach their full potential. The process of confronting brutal facts also involves taking stock of external factors such as industry trends or customer feedback. Companies must be willing to accept criticism from outside sources if they want to stay competitive in today's market. Additionally, organizations should strive to understand what sets them apart from other businesses in order to capitalize on those unique strengths. Ultimately, confronting the brutal facts is not easy, but it is necessary for any business that wants to achieve greatness. By being honest with themselves about their weaknesses and opportunities for growth, companies can create a roadmap toward success that takes into account both internal and external factors. Main idea number 4. The hedgehog concept is a business strategy that encourages companies to focus on what they do best and use it as the basis for their success. It suggests that businesses should identify their core competencies, or what they are passionate about, and then leverage those strengths to create an economic engine. This concept also emphasizes the importance of having resources available to support these efforts. Companies must be able to access capital, personnel, technology, and other resources in order to make the leap from good to great. The hedgehog concept is based on three circles: passion, what you love, resources, what you can do, and economics, how you will make money. These three circles overlap in the center where your company's purpose lies. By focusing on this intersection point between all three circles, companies can develop a unified concept that drives them forward towards greatness. In Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't by Jim Collins, he explains how successful companies have used this concept as part of their overall strategy for achieving long-term success. He argues that when organizations understand their core competencies and align them with their passions and resources while creating an economic engine around them, they become unstoppable forces in the marketplace. Main idea number 5. A culture of discipline is essential for any company that wants to make the leap from good to great. This type of culture emphasizes consistency and accountability, which are both key components in achieving success. It requires a commitment from everyone involved in the organization, including management, employees, and shareholders. Everyone must be held accountable for their actions and decisions so that the company can reach its goals. The culture of discipline also encourages innovation and creativity while still maintaining high standards. Employees should feel empowered to come up with new ideas or solutions without fear of failure or criticism. At the same time, they should understand that there are certain expectations they need to meet in order to ensure success for the entire organization. Finally, a culture of discipline helps create an environment where people take ownership over their work and strive for excellence every day. When everyone is held accountable for their performance, it creates a sense of pride among team members as well as motivation to do better each day. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. For example, an online retailer may use automated inventory management systems to reduce costs associated with manual labor while also increasing customer satisfaction by providing faster delivery times. In addition to improving operational efficiency and customer service levels, technology accelerators can also help companies stay ahead of the competition by introducing innovative products or services more quickly than their competitors. This could include developing new software applications for mobile devices or creating virtual reality experiences for customers. By staying ahead of the curve when it comes to technological advancements, these companies are able to remain competitive in an ever-changing market. Ultimately, using technology as an accelerator is about recognizing its potential benefits and taking advantage of them before your competitors do. It's not enough just to have the latest gadgets, you need a strategy that will enable you to make full use of them in order to maximize your business's performance. Main idea number 7. The flywheel approach is a concept that emphasizes the importance of building momentum over time. Rather than relying on one big push to achieve success, companies should focus on making small improvements and gains each day. This incremental progress will eventually lead to larger successes as the flywheel builds up speed and power. The idea behind this approach is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to make lasting change in an organization. Jim Collins' book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't outlines how successful companies use this strategy for long-term growth. He explains that these organizations don't rely on luck or sudden bursts of energy. Instead, they focus on creating a culture of continuous improvement by taking small steps forward every day. By doing so, they are able to build up their momentum until they reach their desired level of success. The flywheel approach can be applied in any industry or business setting where sustained growth is desired. It requires patience and commitment from all stakeholders involved, but can ultimately result in great rewards if done correctly. Main idea number 8. The doom loop is a concept introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the cycle of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline for companies. This type of decision-making often involves sacrificing long-term goals for immediate gains, such as cutting costs or increasing profits at the expense of investing in research and development or employee training. The result is a company that fails to innovate, adapt, and grow over time. Companies that make the leap from good to great are able to avoid this doom loop by focusing on creating value over time rather than just chasing short-term gains. They invest in their people, products, processes, and systems so they can continue innovating and adapting even when times get tough. By taking a longer view of success, one focused on building sustainable competitive advantages, these companies are able to create lasting value for their customers while also ensuring their own longevity. Main idea number 9. The Stockdale Paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain unwavering faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to the harsh realities of their current situation. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. By maintaining this balance between optimism and realism, companies can stay motivated and continue striving for success. In order for a company to make the leap from good to great, it must embrace this paradoxical approach. They must have an unshakable belief in their ultimate success while also being honest about any challenges they may face along the way. This requires leaders who are able to keep morale high despite difficult circumstances and inspire employees with a vision of what could be achieved if everyone works together towards a common goal. By embracing the Stockdale Paradox, companies can ensure that they remain focused on achieving greatness rather than settling for mediocrity. With strong leadership and an unwavering commitment towards excellence, these organizations can create lasting change within themselves as well as within their industry. Main idea number 10. A culture of caring is essential for any company that wants to make the leap from good to great. This culture emphasizes respect for people and a commitment to their development. It means creating an environment where employees feel valued, respected, and supported in their work. A culture of caring also encourages collaboration between departments and teams, as well as open communication between management and staff. This type of culture fosters trust among all levels of the organization, which leads to greater engagement with customers and better customer service overall. Additionally, it helps create a sense of loyalty among employees who are more likely to stay with the company longer if they feel appreciated by their employer. Finally, this kind of atmosphere can help attract top talent since potential hires will be drawn to companies that prioritize employee well-being. Main idea number 11. The hedgehog effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. This idea serves as an anchor for all decisions, allowing them to focus on what matters most and ignore distractions. The hedgehog effect is based on an ancient Greek parable about a fox who tries unsuccessfully to catch a hedgehog. The fox comes up with many strategies, but none of them work because the hedgehog knows one big thing, how to curl up into a ball, and uses it effectively against all of the fox's tactics. Similarly, companies that have achieved greatness have identified their core competency or purpose and use it as their guiding principle when making decisions. By focusing on this single organizing idea, these companies are able to stay focused on what they do best while ignoring distractions or opportunities that don't fit within their core mission. This allows them to remain agile and responsive in rapidly changing markets while still staying true to their vision. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. This means that these companies are able to maintain their focus on long-term objectives while also making steady progress over time. The idea behind this approach is that it allows for consistent growth without taking too many risks or overextending resources. By setting achievable goals and marching steadily towards them, companies can ensure they remain focused on what matters most, achieving success in the long run. Additionally, this approach helps prevent burnout as it encourages employees to take small steps rather than trying to do everything at once. Ultimately, the 20-mile march provides an effective framework for businesses looking to make the leap from good to great. By setting ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently marching towards them, organizations can ensure they stay focused on their long-term objectives while still making steady progress over time. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It suggests that companies who make the leap from good to great do so by making small, incremental improvements over time. This builds momentum, which then leads to further improvement and growth. The idea is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to achieve success. There are no shortcuts or quick fixes. The flywheel effect can be applied not only to businesses but also other areas of life such as personal development, relationships, health, etc. In order for any endeavor to succeed long-term, it requires sustained effort and commitment over time. Small steps taken consistently will eventually lead to big results. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline is a key factor in the success of companies that make the leap from good to great. This culture emphasizes consistency and accountability, which are essential for any organization striving for excellence. It requires everyone in the company to be held accountable for their actions and decisions, as well as ensuring that all processes are followed consistently. This creates an environment where employees feel empowered to take ownership of their work and strive towards achieving greater results. This culture also encourages collaboration between departments and teams within the organization. By creating a shared sense of responsibility, it allows different parts of the business to work together more effectively towards common goals. Additionally, this type of culture helps foster innovation by encouraging employees to think outside the box when tackling problems or developing new ideas. Finally, having a strong culture of discipline can help create an atmosphere where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures. This allows employees to take risks without fear of repercussions while still being held accountable if something goes wrong. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It states that companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept, which is the ability to combine their passion, resources, and economic engine into one unified concept. This means that these companies are able to identify what they are passionate about, use their resources effectively, and create an economic engine that will drive them forward. The idea behind this concept is that when all three of these elements come together in harmony, it creates something powerful. The company can then focus on its core competencies while also being aware of external opportunities or threats. By having this unified vision for success, companies can become more efficient and effective at achieving their goals. In order for a company to successfully implement the hedgehog concept, they must first understand what makes them unique and how they can leverage those strengths in order to achieve success. They must also be willing to take risks in order to capitalize on new opportunities, as well as remain agile enough so they can quickly adapt if needed. Main idea number 16. The Stockdale Paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain unwavering faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to the harsh realities of their current situation. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. By maintaining this balance between optimism and realism, companies can stay motivated and continue striving for success. In order for a company to make the leap from good to great, it must embrace this paradoxical approach. They must have an unshakable belief in their ultimate success while also being honest about any challenges they may face along the way. This requires leaders who are able to keep morale high despite difficult circumstances and inspire employees with a vision of what could be achieved if everyone works together towards a common goal. By embracing the Stockdale Paradox, companies can ensure that they remain focused on achieving greatness rather than settling for mediocrity. With strong leadership and an unwavering commitment towards excellence, these organizations can create lasting change within themselves as well as within their industry. Main idea number 17. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to set ambitious yet realistic goals, and then consistently march towards them. This means that these companies are able to maintain their focus on long-term objectives while also making steady progress over time. The idea behind this approach is that it allows for consistent growth without taking too many risks or overextending resources. By setting achievable goals and marching steadily towards them, companies can ensure they remain focused on what matters most, achieving success in the long run. Additionally, this approach helps prevent burnout as it encourages employees to take small steps rather than trying to do everything at once. Ultimately, the 20-mile march provides an effective framework for businesses looking to make the leap from good to great. By setting ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently marching towards them, organizations can ensure they stay focused on their long-term objectives while still making steady progress over time. Main idea number 18. The flywheel effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great: Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It suggests that companies who make the leap from good to great do so by making small, incremental improvements over time. This builds momentum, which then leads to further improvement and growth. The idea is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to achieve success. There are no shortcuts or quick fixes. The flywheel effect can be applied not only to businesses but also other areas of life such as personal development, relationships, health, etc. In order for any endeavor to succeed long-term, it requires sustained effort and commitment over time. Small steps taken consistently will eventually lead to big results. Main idea number 19. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. For example, an online retailer may use automated inventory management systems to reduce costs associated with manual labor while also increasing customer satisfaction by providing faster delivery times. In addition to improving operational efficiency and customer service levels, technology accelerators can also help companies stay ahead of the competition by introducing innovative products or services more quickly than their competitors. This could include developing new software applications for mobile devices or creating virtual reality experiences for customers. By staying ahead of the curve when it comes to technological advancements, these companies are able to remain competitive in an ever-changing market. Ultimately, using technology as an accelerator is about recognizing its potential benefits and taking advantage of them before your competitors do. It's not enough just to have the latest gadgets, you need a strategy that will enable you to make full use of them in order to maximize your business's performance. Main idea number 20. The doom loop is a concept introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the cycle of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline for companies. This type of decision-making often involves sacrificing long-term goals for immediate gains, such as cutting costs or increasing profits at the expense of investing in research and development or employee training. The result is a company that fails to innovate, adapt, and grow over time. Companies that make the leap from good to great are able to avoid this doom loop by focusing on creating value over time rather than just chasing short-term gains. They invest in their people, products, processes, and systems so they can continue innovating and adapting even when times get tough. By taking a longer view of success, one focused on building sustainable competitive advantages, these companies are able to create lasting value for their customers while also ensuring their own longevity. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.